Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Turn my ring. You are my heart, and I am the pain. Turn on you, it's
opportunity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence and we thank you for another day. We thank you for this broadcast, oh Lord. We are praying that you will have your way today. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move by your Spirit today. Touch the souls of men. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done today, oh Lord. You know what we have need of, and you know our prayer before we call. We're asking that you stop by here, that you will bless us today and cause your face to shine upon us. Help us today, oh Lord. You know the things that we have need of. You know all about us, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we are looking to you to take us through. We're depending on you at ever before. I pray, Jesus, that you bless your people in a special way. You know our prayer before we call. I pray that you touch us, oh Lord. Grant our petitions according to your will. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. situations. Heal the sick, O Lord, and deliver the bound. Trouble, somebody's troubled in mind, but we know that you're able to fix it, O Lord.
You're able, Lord.
Be merciful, O Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover tonight. Look on the people everywhere. I pray that you touch them, O Lord. Give them strength to go through. Help them to endure until the end. Help them to stand, O Lord, in these times, O Lord. Help your people, O Lord. We need help today. We need mercy today. Say to the utmost, Jesus, meet us here tonight. Send your word tonight. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. Anoint the speaker of the hour. Send your word, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we know you're able, O Lord. We're dependent on you. You are our help, and you are our strength. No other help we know, Lord. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we pray that you will take us through. Look on the people everywhere, O Lord. Oh, my God, those who have special prayer requests, you know all about it today. We pray that you will deliver.
Deliver,
that
Lord.
You will answer the prayers, O Lord, of the righteous, and that you will save to the uttermost, O Lord, those that want to be saved, those
yes,
that are
Lord.
Seeking your faith and desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you will touch them right now, increase their faith. Give them that faith, O Lord, that they need to overcome, to receive their deliverance. In the name of Jesus, help us, O Lord, to trust you and take you at your word and to believe on you, O Lord. As the scripture has said, move in a mighty way. Bind the works of Satan. Cast them out today, O Lord. Let your people, O Lord, go forth praising you, O Lord, telling of your goodness, being
yes,
a witness for you.
In the name
Lord
of Jesus.
God, preaching the word of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you be a fence, raising wall all around us. Bless and keep us, even as we yes. go through our daily day. Keep our mind stayed on you, watching under prayer. Help us today, O Lord. Oh, my God, we need you, Lord. We need your help. And without you, we can do nothing. We are helpless without you. But we are standing on your word, and we are continuing
yes,
to trust in you and to look to you that you may take us through, O Lord. And those that don't know you, we pray that you will draw them unto you, O Lord.
Yes.
Put it in their hearts and in their minds to want to be saved. Fix it, O Lord. Work things out for them. We know you can do it today, O Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you move through the cities. Those, O Lord, who are wandering the streets, those that have no place to lay their head. I pray
yes,
that
God.
You touch them, O Lord, that you make ways out of no ways. Open up doors, O Lord. Make ways for the people, O Lord. And those, O Lord, who are wandering the streets, getting into all types of mischief and trouble, O Lord, causing all kinds of uproar. We pray that you bind the works. Bind the works of the devil, O Lord. In the name of Lord. Cast them out today, O Lord. Oh, my God, bind that killing demon. Bind it, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, you came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. We believe your word today, O Lord, and we pray that you look on those who are in authority, our leaders. Touch them, O Lord. Direct them and show them which way to go. Help them to work together, Lord. Jesus, we know you can do it today. And Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
thank
right
you
now.
For all you've done for us. Father,
thank
you, thank
Jesus.
Us. You kept
thank
us.
You, Jesus.
You gave us another day, Lord, and another chance to pray and seek your face and call upon your name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many mercies. Thank you for the prayer today.
Thank you,
Lord, for the opportunity to call on you, and to wait on you in prayer. We thank you for what you're doing.
Thank
oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that you come to our rescue, that you will prove yourself, manifest yourself to us the more. We see you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to go through, to stand our test, and to endure until the end. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. And we pray that you continue to bless. Send on souls. Get somebody of mine to tune in to this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we believe you. We count it done, and we thank you today, O Lord. And we bless your holy name. And we give glory and honor unto the name of the Lord. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Prayer Works Ministry. And I thank God for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. Pardon me. It's taken from the 50th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 50th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And it reads, "The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself." Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 50th number of Psalm, the first throughout the seven verses. And again, thank you for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Into Prayer Works Ministry, our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, it's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you are clergy and you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, you have an encouraging word you'd like to share, a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, feel free to give us a call. And you can speak with us live on the air at 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Engelman, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we are praying for the souls on our prayer list. We're keeping the bereaved Ingram Soul family in our prayers. We are praying for the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmond family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.D., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, and all of the bereaved families. and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would come on back and give some words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity once again. And thank God for the reading of the scripture. Praise the Lord. God is a mighty God. And the Bible said, he called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. And further on down in the scripture, it was saying, and called upon me in the day of trouble. If we pay our vows unto the Lord, unto the Most High God, and give thanksgiving unto God, then we could call upon him in the day of trouble. And he said, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And I'm a witness to that. Once you call unto the Lord and the Lord deliver you, you will glorify the name of the Lord. You will praise him in the highest for what he has done. So I encourage you today to pay your vows unto the Lord and then call upon him and see, won't he answer? See, won't he bless your souls? So we thank God for each and every one of you. We want you to be encouraged today. And praise God, at this time, we're going to turn this part of the service into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word of God on tonight, Lord willing. And she's out of Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God and to whom honor is due. God is a great and mighty God. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the scripture that was read, and also for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. But before we do that, we're going to have a word of prayer. So let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O Lord God. We need you to minister to us, Lord. We need you to feed us through your word, O God. Whatever needs there are, we know that you have what we need. And we ask, God, that you will bless us tonight according to the need. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe it right now, God, and we count it as done. And we thank, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is so great and so mighty. He is worthy to be praised. And let us go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, going to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 17 through 21, and then to Psalm 61, verse 2, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Praise the Lord. Starting with 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. It's a familiar scripture to many, but maybe not to all. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And now I want to go to Psalm 61. Verse 2, and it reads, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now, Philippians 3rd chapter, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the thought I would like to leave with you moving forward in the Lord. Keep moving forward in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And thinking on the scripture that a lot of people like to quote, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Lord knows when we are redeemed, when we are reconciled to God, we become new. The old things are passed away. It's like God remakes us. He recreates. He makes us a new creature, a new creation. Praise God. And the things that we once did, the things that we once obeyed and sinned, we become new. All things become new. And according to the scripture, all things are of God, the one that has reconciled us unto himself by Christ Jesus, by sending Jesus down to the earth. Jesus became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. And sometimes along this way, we run into temptation, and we run into confrontation and things that the enemy will try to put in our path. And along the way, we might get weak or fall or slip up or do something that we should not do. But we cannot look back. We cannot stay where we are, but we must continue moving forward in the Lord, forgetting about the things that are behind us, because that is our past. And many times Satan will the past to try to destroy our future. Hallelujah. But if we keep moving forward in the Lord, if we keep looking forward to the Lord, if we keep on pressing forward, glory, hallelujah, pressing toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the Lord will surely advance us. He will take us to higher heights and to deeper depths in him. Praise the Lord. Becoming a new creature, when you think of a new creature, is more like a newborn babe starting all over again. And this is how we are as newborn babes in Christ. When we come to the Lord and we get to know him, and we are converted, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, we're just like a newborn baby. Hallelujah. Learning how to live holy, desiring the sincere milk of the Word of God. God will nourish us through his word. He will give us what we need, hallelujah, so that we can continue to grow and to prosper in spirituality in the Lord himself. But there are those times when we are coming along this journey that we might become overwhelmed, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And we may feel like giving up, throwing in the towel. We may feel like turning back. Praise be to God. But if we keep moving forward, we could say, like the psalmist said, when my heart is overwhelmed, glory be to God, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And the psalmist declared, saying, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Talk directly to God. No matter where I am, if I fall on my face, I will cry unto thee. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We can go to the rock that is higher than us, and he will advance us along this way so that we can keep moving forward in the Lord. Don't let your past stop you from moving forward in the Lord. It may be a terrible past. Maybe some terrible things happened in your past, but it cannot predict your future if you keep moving forward in the Lord. Your past, let it be the past. As Apostle Paul said, writing to the church at Philippi, saying to them, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Forgetting the past, forgetting about the shortcoming, forgetting about those who seek my hurt or seek to throw a chalk in the wheel, try to block my path. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to the things which are before. Indeed, it is a press, because sometimes it feels like you can't go forward. You may feel like you're at a standstill, that you're stagnant, and that nothing is helping. Glory be to God. But keep on moving forward in the Lord, and don't stop moving forward, but press toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press toward that mark for the high calling, for the prize of the high calling. Press. Just keep on pressing your way. You're not going to feel like it all the time, but press anyhow. Against all odds, keep on pressing. No matter what's going on in your life, if your friends turn their back on you, you keep on pressing. The woman with the issue of blood, she was able to get her healing because she pressed her way. She put faith along with that press, and she decided that she was going to somehow get close enough to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Hallelujah. And she made her way out, starting out toward Jesus. She was pressing toward that mark for her deliverance, for her healing. And she believed by faith, if she could reach Jesus, she would be made whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And so it is with us. If we can add faith while we're pressing our way, oh, glory to God, we can get what we desire from the Lord. We can receive that crown of glory that the Lord has prepared for every one of us. Praise the Lord. But let's be encouraged tonight. And don't stop pressing, but move forward and press your way. Keep on pressing toward that mark. Amen. Praise God. Maybe you didn't get as far as you desire to get with the Lord, but keep on moving forward. Keep on pressing your way. The Lord himself will raise you up. When the enemy knocks you down, the Lord will lift you up. He will pick you up out of whatever situation you're in. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been pressing your way and making some progress,
things come up and knock you back, don't stop, don't stand still, but move forward and press your way toward the mark. Amen. You can make it with the help of the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God because his word is true. Praise the Lord. You no doubt just seeking the Lord and wanting to be that new creature. Just keep on pressing, keep on believing, because any man, woman, boy, or girl who is in Christ is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, because God himself has reconciled us back to him through Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. So be encouraged and don't give up, but keep on moving forward in the Lord. At this time, we're going to God in prayer. You know, sometimes we get ready to pray or get ready to go in prayer. The enemy will try to hinder us. He will try to distract us, try to turn our minds away from prayer. Amen. So don't let these things get in your way. If there is something in the way, you can pray until God moves it out of the way. If there's a mountain blocking you, you can pray, hallelujah. You can believe God and he'll move that mountain. Oh, praise be to God. He'll do it just for you. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, and you desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, just repent of your sins right now. Be godly sorry and ask the Lord to forgive you and have a desire to never do those things again. God will deliver you. He will save your soul. He will fill you with the Holy Ghost and give you power not to yield to temptation. He'll give you power to walk upright, to live a holy life. God will do it for you. Amen. He will make you that brand new creature. Praise the Lord. Anybody who has a desire of the Lord, a prayer request, anything you need God to do for you, just have faith and believe as we go to God in prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you calling on your holy name. We cry out to you, Lord, because we need you to stop by here, Lord, while we're praying, oh God. And Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, my God, whatever is not right. Oh Lord, forgive us and remove it right now. Take it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood. Lord God, clean us up on the inside and on the outside, Lord. Save souls, Lord Jesus. Whoever is listening, who has opened their heart, my God, and repented of their sins, have mercy upon them and forgive them, Lord, and deliver their souls. Save, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. Take away all the old things, Lord. Reconcile them back to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are calling on you right now to look on us with compassion, to bless us tonight, Lord, with the blessing that we stand in need of. The Lord, you made us, and you know everything about us. You know us better than we know ourselves. Lord God, we don't even know what to pray for except you put it in our heart and put the words in our mouth. Oh, my God, we don't know. We don't know which way to go except you show us, Lord. Take us by the hand. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. Oh, my God, order our steps in your word and in your will. Keep us and preserve us. Lord, we want to do your will, but we need divine intervention. Lord, we need understanding, oh God. We need wisdom and knowledge concerning your will. Lord, open our understanding. Enlighten us, oh God. Show us in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. We want to be saved, but we need you to show us, oh God. We need you to be our guide. We need you, Lord, every step of the way. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Oh, my God, have mercy right now. We pray, God, that you'll look on everyone who's on the prayer list one by one, name by name. Lord, you heard the names that were called out. You know the names that were not called, Lord. You're aware of the unspoken request and the silent prayer. Oh, my Lord, you can hear it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We are asking you, my God, to please, Lord, honor every prayer. Oh, my God, and grant every petition, Lord. Save, Lord. Heal. Console. Lift heavy burdens, Lord. Work miracles, oh God. Work wonders, Lord. Restore the backslider in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal right now. Go into the hospitals, Lord. Raise up the sick and afflicted. Oh, my God, heal their bodies. Heal their souls. Heal their minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, only you can do it. We know you are the only one who have the power. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. Glory, hallelujah. We give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for your patience with us, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for everything, oh God. Although we're not deserving of anything from you, Lord, you're so good, you're so compassionate, so merciful to us, and we thank you tonight. We praise your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. The broadcast is now back into the hands of the host. She's still on. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Just thank God for prayer. Praise the Lord. We're going to open up the lines right now for remarks. We're going to give way for remarks. So if you have any remarks, you may do so at this time. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. And the scripture that she preached from is one of my most touching and favorite scriptures, because that was the scripture that I received the gift of the Holy Ghost from, the message that was preached. And the message was, I'm pressing on. Praise God. I knew that I had not pressed my way. I knew that I had not fasted and prayed like I should, but on that day, when that message was preached, oh, I began to pray and pray and press my way and drive and go forward in the Lord, and I prayed until I prayed through, and the Holy Ghost came in, and I tell you, that's a scripture I'll never forget. And I just thank the Lord for the encouraging word on tonight. We must keep going forward, not backward. Sometimes we might have to stand still, but just don't go back. Man. Go forward in the Lord. And I tell you, I just thank God for those scriptures. Every time I hear those scriptures, it just reminds me of what the Lord has done for me in my life. And it's just a touching scripture for me. I thank God tonight. I want to encourage you, Danny Sameen, to continue. Keep letting the Lord have his way and preach what God gives you and what he lays on your heart. I tell you, somebody is listening and somebody is taking the word of God in. So I encourage you on today, on tonight, to keep doing the will of God. God bless you.
Amen. Any other remarks? Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist May. Very encouraging. Amen. And it's important that we keep moving forward. Amen. That press, it's got to be down in us. We got to just press our way. Keep on pressing away. As a matter of fact, we are overcomers. According to the word of God, Jesus said that he had overcome the world. So we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. We can make it with the help of the Lord.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Tell you, I mean, just going to the Lord, running to Jesus. And when I first came to Christian Temple, and the first message I heard was run to Jesus. Amen. So we just have to keep on moving forward. Amen, and going to Jesus. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she could have turned around and gone back in the house, knowing that she was not supposed to be out there. But she kept moving forward. She kept on moving forward. She kept on pressing until she got close enough to touch Jesus' clothes. And that's what we have to do. Things may get in the way. The press may be tough for us. But just keep on pressing until we get that, to make that connection. She made the connection, and instantly Jesus felt the virtue go out of his body. And it went directly into the woman. It was her faith that had touched Jesus. Not so much that she touched his clothes, because there were a lot of other people around touching him and thronging him and bumping into him. And this was special touch because it was her faith that connected with Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That press paid off. She got her healing instantly. Thank you, Jesus. So I tell you, be encouraged and keep on moving forward in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for this broadcast on this evening. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Sunday is the third Sunday. So we will look forward to being in the building at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue here in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Forest Park Senior Center. Forest Park Senior Center. Amen. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on in and worship the Lord with us. Amen. We're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. Thank God once again for all things. Please continue to keep those who are on our prayer list in your prayers. Let us continue in prayer one for another. And if that be all, anything else? And this may.
No, that's it.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, this concludes the broadcast. Have a good night. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded.